So we're going to turn to some of the Surin de Rabbanan relating to to Ktsira. You just want to make sure. Okay, the Mishnah in Beitza, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, says, Lo Olin Be'ilan Ve'lo Roch Ben Algabi Behema. So why can't you climb a tree? Zeira Shama Yitlosh. Why can't you be roche valgabe behema? So at least the Bavli says, shema yichtoch zmora. You might also grab a branch to hit your animal. Agav, the Yerushalmi gives a different reason. The reason is because of something fundamental. It's not a gzera, it's because of shvisas behemto. It's an iser in the Torah. It's aser to basically get your animal to work for you on Shabbos. And the Mefarshim have a number of different theories. Why didn't the Bavli give that reason? After all, it's an Isser Deraisa. It's not one of the Lamentos Melachos, but it's an Isser Deraisa. So some say that according to the Bavli, there's no Isser Shisas Panto on Yantif and submission in Beah. This din clearly applies in Yantif, so we need a different reason. Why would that be? Maybe we only learn the Lamentos Melachos to Yantif, but other Isurim of Shabbos that aren't from the Lamentos Melachos don't apply. There's a famous discussion in the Achronim, for example, whether women are chayavos in Kiddush on Yantif, and there are a number of interesting manifestations of this Shiloh. That might be one reason why the Bavli doesn't feel like Yerushalmi. Some say that there's no violation according to the Bavli, because chayno se satzmo. If I ride my animal, so technically speaking, assuming I know how to walk, at the very least, if I were to ride a person, right? One person carries another person, so there's no iser de oraisa, because of the principle of chai no se satzmo. So likewise, if an animal carries a person, there would be no iser de oraisa of shisas behemto, because chai no se satzmo. Now, why would the Yerushalmi disagree with that? So this might be, again, the way some Achronim say it, a very fundamental machlokas, but the gather of Shisas Behemto. Does Shisas Behemto follow malacha, or does it follow work, or tircha? Right? The Rashi al-Hapasuk notes that obviously you don't have to stop your animal from eating, from grazing on Yantif. Why? For a human being, that would be malacha, but for an animal, that's lunch. So that's not a violation of Shisas Behemto. So, interesting question. If it's a lot of work for this animal to carry you, but it's not technically melacha, so is that bechlal the din of shisas behemto? And some say that's the debate between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Magen Avraham Reish Mem Vav Yud Beis says that even the Yerushalmi doesn't say shisas behemto for carrying, because he likes the idea of chayno se satzmo, because there's a concern shema yetzei chutz l'tchum. The horseback riding, so you can very easily and quickly leave the tchum. And what about the Bavli? So he says, well, the machlokas is whether there's a concept of tchumen deoraisa, of yud beis mil. Bavli says there isn't. So therefore, you have to come up with a gzeira atua deoraisa. So it's gzeira lest you do ktsira. And Yerushalmi thinks that there isn't iser deoraisa. So these are a lot of different interesting theories. One way or the other, we pass on like the Bavli, that the iser of riding on an animal as well as climbing on a tree is asar mishum ktsira, which is why we're talking about it now. Likewise, there's an iser of hishtamshus behema and hishtamshus be'ilon, which is more relevant to us. The Gemara in Chagiga cites a machlokas about whether or not there is smicha for karban yachid on yantif. And the Gemara says it's going to depend on whether you need smicha b'chol kocho. Meaning, say, if you hold that you need smicha b'chol kocho, then doing so would be asra on yantif because you're being mishtamish b'behema. So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah point out over here, the Mishnah Berurah Shin Lamed Vav Sifkat on Samach Gimel, that likewise, you could lean on a tree, assuming the tree doesn't move, if you're not nishan b'chol kocho, just like the Gemara says with respect to smicha. The Gemara in Beitza indicates that these two halachos are equated. So therefore, it's going to be mutter if you're a healthy person, that's the way the Magen Avraham puts it, So a healthy person that's able to stand, so his leaning isn't really a problem, whereas someone who has trouble standing and his leaning is actually, the tree's actually supporting him, so that would be aser. Now the Gemara says that tzdadim are aser, but tzidei tzdadim are mutter. The Gemara says that by animals, and who are then by trees. So this is a very relevant halacha. People want to know, can I have a hammock on Shabbos, or a swing on Shabbos, or the like? So the answer is, if it's tzidei tzdadim, it's mutter. If it's tzdadim, it's aser. So what would that mean? So if you have two trees, and you tied your hammock around the two trees, that would be tzdadim, that would be aser. If you put a hook into each of the trees, and then you tied your hammock to the hook, that would be mutter, because that would be tzidei tzdadim, and tzidei tzdadim is mutter. Likewise for a swing. Now, a swing will almost always be tzidei tzdadim. Let's say even if I tie the swing to the branch, but there's a branch going up, right? We had this when I was growing up, a tall branch. Rope would go down from the branch, and then there would be the swing. So you don't swing on the rope, so the rope is attached to a swing, and then you sit on the swing. That should be tzidei tzdadim. Some of the contemporary svarim, including the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Chavav Ha'aren Nun Gimel, say that if it's a single unit, even if it's technically speaking comprised of multiple parts, then we can't really call it tzidei tzdadim. In other words, if you go Amazon.com and you buy a swing, and the swing is a swing made from chains, right? So there's like 100 different pieces. You're going to say, oh, this is like not just tzidei tzadim, this is tzidei, tzidei, tzidei tzadim. No, they come together. So if you have if it's actually two pieces, in other words, like I described before, you drive a nail or a hook and then you attach the swing to it, or like the swing that we had growing up was okay. Because basically, we bought rope, we roped it around the branch, and then we bought a swing separately, and we attached the swing to the rope, so that would be tzidei tzdadim. The rope would have been tzdadim. The swing, where you actually sit on, was tzidei tzdadim. Now, there's a different problem with our swing growing up, which we actually didn't realize at the time. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he points out, the Magen Avraham as well, that if the tree sways when you swing, then that's a problem. So for a hammock that's attached to two sturdy trees, so that probably will be fine. But for a swing that's attached to a branch, probably more often than not, this relates to the question your sister asked me, actually. Over the summer, she had the shayla. So tell her she made it to the shiur. So in the case of a swing, more often than not, when you swing, that will shake the branches, and the poskim understand, based off that Gemara, an Erev and Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, that that's actually considered now Hishtamshus be'ilan, and Hishtamshus be'mechobar, and that's a problem.
If a person, let's say, in the Rebbe's swing going up, so but you're holding onto the things.
The rope. It. No, so it's a little better than that, because the rope attached to a chain that attached to the swing.
But in the Hanami, if one's going to fall.
Yeah, that would be a Shtamshus, correct. Correct, I agree with that.
Really?
Yes.
I'm finding it hard to understand the distinction of a single unit versus multiple units. Like, why do I care if I made the units myself?
So it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's not obvious. His point is that if this is called if this is seen as a single unit, again, I think a good mashal to it is the chain. Right. So now there's a question, where do you draw the line? But once you're going to concede that a chain is considered a single unit, so now the question is, what about a chain attached to the swing? Is that considered a single unit or not? Here, you could argue there are two units that are just connected in the factory. Or you could say, no, anything that comes connected, that's assembled in the factory is already a single unit. It's not an obvious chiddush, and I think you could debate it. And it's unclear where to draw the line. I think the Hachra, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, is a reasonable place to draw the line, but I agree, it's not... Unbelievable. Okay, so likewise, the Gemara says that let's say I have a basket. So if I have a basket is hanging from a nail, so then I could take things in and out of the basket. If the basket was attached to the tree directly, then I couldn't take things in and out of the basket because that would be hishtamshus betzidei ha'ilan. Or, so let's give another example. I'm playing soccer, backyard. Okay, we talked about balls, whether it's mutter, aser, disha. Okay, let's not say soccer. I know what you're playing, football. And you don't have kickoffs, so it's not hishtamshus b'karka, or maybe you're playing. Anyway, the ball ends up on a bush.
Aser.
On a bush that's more than 3 tefachim high, so then you shouldn't be able to take it off, right? Because that's going to be hishtamshus. Dafka, bush, or a tree, but tall grass, so then it wouldn't apply. That's what the Ramah paskens in Sif Aleph. The Taz over there is Machmir. He says that these rules do apply to grass as well, but I think we paskin like the Ramah, so it would be motor, assuming that you're not worried about your city getting destroyed. The Mishabura points out that though it's okay to walk on tall grass, you shouldn't run on tall grass because it's a psik ratio. We talked about this last time, so we don't get into that again. Another, is there, yes?
The Mishabura passing you walking grass is an orang and see passing is the Taz, because how can you walk on it if it's tamshus?
Yes. You're saying how would the Taz be mefarish that?
Why can't he argue?
No, he does. I think we don't pass him like the Taz. Okay. It's also usher to smell a fruit. You have a mango tree in your backyard. You want to smell the fruit. Why? You might pluck it. But you could smell your roses. For roses, we're not concerned that you're going to pluck them just because they smell good. In the summertime, we discussed another issue that comes up here, but we won't have to go back to that about whether things that are connected to the ground are muksa or not, but it's a discussion that comes up over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mechas, the Magen Avraham, and other places as well. Okay, so that is for it for Ketira, and now we're going to begin on the Laches Me'amer. Should we do a new thingy?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-oh.